But someone who has done a lot of research into Jeff Magubo and his back is Susan Comrie. She is, of course, with the Daily Maverick Scorpio unit, and they are investigative journalists who look into this, or rather, Mbungane, I should say. Susan, you've been looking, even before the election that took place this afternoon, into Jeff Magubo's background. You look at his position as chair of the Greater Johannesburg region of the ANC, and you also look at the ANC's provincial executive committee initially rejecting Magubo's name as a possible candidate. Was it a surprise at all that he took the spoils today?
I don't think a surprise, really. I think it was perhaps a surprise in the way that it happened. But it has been sort of coming for the last week or so that we've known that he would likely be the mayor. I mean, even before that, he's really effectively been the mayor in waiting for a very long time. As you said, we kind of came across him not in a political sense, not looking at him as here's a potential candidate for mayor of Joburg. We came across him in our research on Regiment's Capital, one of the firms sort of deeply implicated in state capture, and sort of looked at him from that perspective of, you know, him having been the treasurer of the ANC in the Greater Johannesburg region, and that kind of compromised relationship that he then built with Regiment's Capital.
I mean, you paint this picture of a man you call a divisive figure. He's understandably very popular among ANC branches, as you tell us. But tell us a little bit more about this estimated 30 million rand that his company supposedly received from Regiment's Capital.
Sure. So the estimate is 30 million. Now, he doesn't deny receiving money from Regiment's Capital. When we asked him to put the exact figure on it, he said that he would need to do a recon before he could exactly put a figure to it. The reason that it's pegged at 30 million is that effectively his company, Molelwani Consulting, was given a contract to, you know, there were various kind of financial tasks that they were supposedly meant to perform, yeah. But one of the tasks that they were meant to carry out was to sort of maintain strategic relationships with the city of Johannesburg. Now, him being a member of the ANC and then later becoming MMC for finance in the city of Johannesburg, that puts him into a very conflicted position. What we didn't know at the time when he was MMC is that his company was continuing to take 10% of a very lucrative contract in the city of Johannesburg, and to continue to take it, as I said, in part for sort of maintaining these strategic relationships on Regiment's behalf with the city.
How does he justify his link to both Molelwane and Regiments and the deal that supposedly pocketed him this large amount of money?
Sure. I mean, so, you know, he doesn't deny that he was a member of Molelwane Consulting. He, in fact, only resigned, according to the CIPC records, about 2 months ago from Molelwane. When we initially confronted him with this information, this was sort of years after these payments had happened, we came across this evidence in our research. When we confronted him, he initially said to us, well, the contract would have ended when I became MMC. When we pointed out that the contract, in fact, did not end, that it continued being renewed until, if I'm not mistaken, 2015, he then said, well, I resigned as a member of Molelwane Consulting when I became MMC. We then showed him the CIPC records and said, you absolutely did not resign, according to CIPC. And, in fact, you continue to declare your interest in Molelwane Consulting up until last year. He continued to declare it to the city that he was involved in this company. What he failed to declare was that he was earning a large amount of money, or rather the company was earning a large amount of money from one of the contracts that he himself was meant to be overseeing for the city of Joburg.
Now, my understanding is that when Herman Mashaba was still mayor, he began these investigations that were looking into the regiment's deals. Are those investigations still going?
As far as we know, they are. It's important to remember that, you know, the main contract we were writing about is something called the Sinking Fund. So it was a very lucrative contract that Regiments had with the city of Joburg. But it's by no means the only contract that they had. They, in fact, had a number of large contracts. Many of them seem very problematic. Many of them look like they need a lot of digging to really uncover what happened there. But yeah, I mean, you know, regiments, as you've said, there's this investigation ongoing, and a lot of those deals would be looking at regiment capital, their deals with the city. But it's also important to remember that there are other deals that are also being investigated currently by the city. One of them, for instance, would be the Huro development. That's another regiment capital deal that's to develop the land above the Gautrain in Sandton. And then the other one is the Alex Renewal Project, which, you know, all of those deals have the potential to really implicate significant people within the ANC. And it becomes a question of what happens to those investigations now that he is mayor. Do they carry on or do they get kind of quietly swept under the carpet?
Something to certainly keep an eye on. One last point, Susan. We understand that the ANC's Integrity Commission cleared Makubo of any wrongdoing in relation to the Mulilwale payments, as you point out in your article. Do we know their reasons for having cleared him?
We don't, unfortunately. I mean, he's pinned that tweet to his timeline to say that he was cleared. But, you know, there's no indication from the Integrity Commission, as far as I've seen, as to on what basis they had cleared him. I would certainly like to know on what basis they had cleared him, and perhaps to point him to a few key documents that I think maybe they should have considered before doing that.
Just a question as well about the National Prosecuting Authority. I understand the Hawks were investigating this as well. Do we know if they are still busy with that investigation? Is there any result in that investigation yet?
We have been asking them all week if they can come back to us with feedback, but at this stage they haven't been able to give us feedback, unfortunately. The other thing to remember is, as you've mentioned, the NPA there. They are another factor that now has to be taken into consideration. You know, the new sort of NPA super prosecutor, Hermione Cremier, her office was able to gain access, from what we understand, to a large amount of email records, digital data from regiments, which was seized last year as part of the court case. We don't know exactly what's in there. We obviously haven't been given insight into that. But it's very likely that those records would contain a huge amount of information that potentially would expand this investigation, shall we say, into, you know, Mulilwane, into Makubo, and into potentially other members of the ANC as well. So it's going to be an interesting time to see what happens with that.
Susan Comrie, thank you so much for bringing us that in-depth information and insight into what we need to know about the man who is taking over as the mayor of Johannesburg, Jeff Makubo.